Okay, here we go, the second to last perek here in Divrei HaYamim Beis. Perek Lamed Hey. Perek Lamed Hey. If you have Divrei HaYamim as the last sefer in Tanakh, this is the second to last sefer in Tanakh. So we are discussing Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was a great king, as we just said in the last perek, and he got everybody to do tshuva. And in this perek, he continues down that path, and he gets everybody to bring the Korban Pesach. As we've seen, the message of the Korban Pesach is part of the tshuva movement. And he gets everybody to bring the Korban Pesach, and he gets the Kohanim, the Levium, acting in the proper way. And he himself donates many, many animals to the Korban Pesach. And everybody shechs it, and is zorek the dam, and does everything they're supposed to be doing. And they make the Korban Pesach, and the singing, and everything that goes along with Pesach. And the Pasuk says it was never a Pesach like this in hundreds of years, in hundreds of years. And then finally, the second half of the parak says that Yoshio makes the Pesach. And during that time, the king of Mitzrayim, Paranecho, is going through. He's going to fight a war. He's going to fight somebody on the other side, on the northeast side of Israel. And he just says, I'm passing through. And Yoshio says, no. Yoshio makes a mistake. He thinks that Hashem wants him to go out to fight. He didn't ask a Navi. He didn't ask the Metumim. He didn't ask Yirmiyo was there. And instead he goes out to fight and he is killed. He is speared with many spears. And as he dies in Megiddo. And his servants take him and bury him in Yerushalayim. Yirmiyo is Mekonein. This was the last hope. The last hope. Yirmiyahu writes a whole kina. The whole one of the prakim in Eicha is a whole kina about Yoshiyahu, and all of his words are written in the Sfarim of Malchi Yisrael v'Yehuda. So that is Yoshiyahu is the second to last, right? The second to last parak. So here we go. Vayas parak lamed hey. Vayas Yoshiyahu b'Yerushalayim Pesach Lashem. Yoshio arranges the Korban Pesach. Why was he so focused? So just like Chizkiyo, if you remember, Chizkiyo was even Ma'abar the Shana. He wanted to make sure everybody did Korban Pesach, so he pushed off the pace, the month, which Chazal got upset at him, and he has forgiveness. But Yoshio did the Korban Pesach, because as we mentioned from the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Baha'aloscha, Korban Pesach is always associated with anti-Avodah Zarah. That was originally. The first Korban Pesach was anti-Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael had to get away from the seh and the way that the Mitzrayim believed in the Stigdi and the constellations. So that was always. So if also the same. So historically, the Avodah Zarah was always connected. And whenever you find in history that a Korban Pesach is done, that's what the Meshech Chachma points out by Chizkiyo, by Yoshio. But he's not the only one that says this. I just saw that the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also in Parshas Bo makes this point, explaining the Rashi, the Havamin of Rashi, right? Rashi quotes there that you might have thought that every ger that becomes Jewish has to bring a Korban Pesach. Kamash Balam, we don't say that. But you see that it has to do with anti-Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yaakov says, V'chein Yisrael Yishayo, Yoshio HaMelech, right? Our parak, he quotes, Divrei HaYamim, Haya Iker Tshubas Ha'am Bas Yis HaPesach. V'chein B'Sefer Ezra, Kasher Nivdilu Mitumas Goy Ha'aretz. When we were separated, Asu Asa Pesach, Umashba Bizeh Shehu Karban L'Mosheich Atzmo Mi'Avodah Zarah. As it says, Mishchu Ukechu Lachem Son, and Chazal say, Mishchu Yedecha Mi'Avodah Zarah. Ulafichach, says Rabbi Yaakov, Haya Ola Ladas, the Havamina Shekol Gersh, and his Geyer, Sorach Lahakar Pesach, Ba'osa Yom Shun is Geyer, Rabbi Karban Zehinu L'Misrachik Atzmo, Mitumas Goya Aratzos, Lafichach, Chutzach Achazel Ashmienu, Vahaya Kezrach Aretz. We have to learn that, no, it is, he'll be just like all of the other Jews that only bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. But that's Rabbi Yaakov, that's the Meshech Chachma. I also saw, it's the message of the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha, or a Permanshik, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, he writes in his Sefer, in his comments on the Haggadah. If you look there, it's on page Ayin Zayin Ayin Ches. He notes that all Karbanos are defined as Reach Nichoach. Reach Nichoach. And that's why after the Churban, the Torah says, Vashimosi es Mikdashechem velo Ariach b'Reach Nichochem. I'm not interested in your Reach Nichoach. V'heida Torah shakarbanos shuv lo yil Reach Nichoach after the Churban. V'nimsa sheshuv enem ruyim l'Reach Nichoach. Al-kein shar karbanos kiven the tzorach b'em Reach Nichoach yef shalah hakriv. You can't be makriv or karbanos because Reach Nichoach is not going to be accepted. But by Karban Pesach, it doesn't say Reach Nichoach. It's a different type of karban. You can be makrevit theoretically even after the churban. Why? Explains the Emek Bracha. He says it's kind of like the Ramban. The Ramban's explanation of the Bahag. The Bahag does not count the mitzvah of Emunah, Mitzias Hashem. And the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam that it should be counted, but I'll explain the Bahag. Why doesn't he explain it? Because that's the basis for all other mitzvos. Mitzvah, the concept of a mitzvah doesn't make sense without a mitzvah. A minyan tarik mitzvah sel gzeiros av yisala shegazar aleinu lasos v'shalol lasos. Aval ha'emunah b'metzias Hashem shehodia osa aleinu v'osos v'mopsim u'begilu yishchina le'inenu hu ikir v'shoresh v'imenu nol du ha'mitzvahs lo yinu v'chesh bonav. All the mitzvahs flow from that fact of emunah. If you believe, then there's a concept of a mitzvah. U'l'fizah nireh shekor ha'karbanos ha'yisod shelohem hu asiyas ratzon Hashem. The root of all karbanos is doing ratzon Hashem. Kamo shamar chazal, reach lichoach nachas ruach, lufanai she'amarti v'naseh ritzoni. V'yalkein tzorach bu reach lichoach. All karbanos is about doing Hashem's ratzon, and therefore they're defined as reach lichoach. Alva karmen pesach, ikr yisodo, eino ela, mishum bitul avodazara. It's about bitul avodazara. All other karbanos are reach lichoach, so a positive. You can be mechalik also between the Ramban type of messages of avodazara. Of karbanos, but the Emek Bracha says Karban Pesach is not so much about doing Hashem's will as about not doing avodah zara. Einu elam shabitul avodah zara shabitzrim ayu ovdim lahem vayutzrichem lishchot atzon kedei limshoch yideyem ei avodah zara. Ulaharos bazeh emuna b'Hashem at the show emuna uveemuna b'Hashem einu nichnas tachas sug rotzon Hashem gzeirosav. Right, all the other karbanos are mitzvos. It's what Hashem wanted to do. Karban Pesach is about belief. Karban Pesach is about belief and anti-avodah zara. So just like emunah is not counted, Karban Pesach is not like the others, not reach nichoach. The zeh masha, what is this doing in the Haggadah? Because he says that's what we say in the bracha v'asher galanu sheshuv nizke lecho min hapsachim v'lo kipsachim sheikrivu achar churban amikdash shelo haya b'hem reach nichoach v'lo haya l'ratzon lefadav elo min hapsachim asher yagia damam al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon. It'll be a different type of Karban Pesach, is what he says. So Yoshio brings them all. He strengthens them. He says, good, great, we have to do the avodah. The Netziv has a long discussion of this in the end of Bo, why they call the Mevinim L'chol Yisrael, the teachers. He told the Levim, Hakadoshim Lashem, Tnuas Aron HaKodesh, Babayis Hashem Bana Shlomo. Put the Aron into the bias that Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael built. What does that mean? Put it into the bias. It wasn't there. Where was the Aron? Where was the Aron? It's a Tupshatim. Right? The Mefarish here quotes Tupshatim. It says, number one, maybe during the days of Menashe and Amon and earlier Achaz, maybe they put it away. Right? What did we learn? Menashe put it up, put a Zara in the Kodesh Kodashim. So maybe they took the Aron out. They took the Aron out. Do you see what Takta Psilayim? So therefore, that's what it means. Put it back. Says that is one shot. The Radak doesn't like that shot. He says, what? In all the years, Yoshio didn't put it back before this? Right? What about after Menashe did Tshuva? He didn't put it back? So the second shot is the opposite. Second shot that the Mefarish, the Radak quotes, is based on the Gemara in Yuma, on Daftun Beis. It doesn't mean, he's not telling them put it back, but take it out. Put it in the house, in the basement. Because he already foresaw, as we know, he saw the Torah open in the last parak. He knows there's going to be a churban. He doesn't want the Aron to be taken. So what does he say? Put it underneath. Right? Shlomo had built underground passageways because he foresaw that the churban was going to happen. And therefore he said, put the Aron there. En lechem masa v'kasi, he told the Levim, there's no more carrying it. Some say that means that you have to go out and teach. You have to go out and teach. Interesting, Rav Salvechi was medayik, that if you look in that Gemara in Yuma, there are different opinions about where the Aron is. Some say the Aron is buried underneath. Some say it was carried to Bavel. Right? Different opinions. So it's a historical machlokas. So Rav Salvechi was bothered, why does the Rambam quote this historical machlokas? The Rambam quotes that opinion. He says, I paskin, like the Shita, that it is underground. The fourth parak of Ilchos Beis HaBechira. Evan haisa bekodesh hakadoshim b'ma'aravo. Va'aleha ya'aron munach. Right, the Aron was on a stone. Ulafanef sinsenes haman. Umate Aron. all the things that were in the Kodesh Kodesh, the bottle of man, Aaron's stick. Ubeisham on Shlomo Sabayis, the Yada Shesofa Lecharev. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew it was not going to be eternal. Bana Makom Lignozbo Ha'aron Lamata. He built an underground passageway. Bimatmonios Amukos Va'akalkalos. Crooked, hidden, you can't find it. V'yoshio Amelech Tziva, this parak, Tziva V'gantam Makom Shebana Shlomo. He told them to put it there. So it was put up underneath. So the question is, why did the Rambam feel the need to paskin in this historical machlokas, right? Wherever it is, it is. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because no, he thinks that it is not just a historical machlokas. That is the source of all of the kedusha of the mikdash. A base of mikdash doesn't make sense unless there is a Mekadesh, and the ultimate Mekadesh is the Aron with the Luchos and Torah inside. That's the Mekadesh of everything surrounding, and therefore without a Mikdash, without the Torah, is meaningless. And therefore in Bayis Sheni, it wasn't that the Gemara says that the Aron wasn't in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's true, it wasn't in the Kodesh Kodashim, but if it wasn't there at all, then having a base of Mikdash just wouldn't make any sense. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik said there are Paskins, because he thinks it's a halachic issue, that opinion holds that you need Aron there in order to have Mikdash. And that's why it was underneath. It wasn't just underneath, so you don't take the Aron. And they're not Mevaza the Aron, but it was there so that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash could be possible. So that's the why, and that's what's alluded to in this Pasuk. Rav Chaim Kanievsky even says maybe that's why he calls them the Mevinim here, because it's in a secret passageway underneath. So that's why they are called the Mevinim L'chol Yisrael. They were those that understood and those that could put it into the secret passageway. Okay, so what happens? So Yoshio gathered them all together. So either put the Aron back or put the Aron down. And he got them all together. V'achinu levesav oseichem k'machal koseichem. And he got them ready for all of their chalukos, right, the mishmaros. And he gathered them all in their separate parts. Biksav David Melech Yisrael uk bimichtav Shlomo Beno. Right, based on what David and Shlomo and Shmuel before had split up them up into mishmaros. V'imdu bakodesh leflugas beis avos lachichem le'am. They all stood in different groups. V'chalukas beis avos alviim. V'shachtu apasach v'iskadshu v'achinu lachichem. They shechted the current Pesach and they prepared themselves lasos kedvar Hashem b'yad Moshe. V'yarem Yoshio levne'am. And what did Yoshio do? He himself gave a huge donation from the word truma. Tzon kfasim ubnei izim hakol lipsachim. He gathered everything, lipsachim, lachol hanimsa, for all of those that were found, lemispar shloshim elef, 30,000. Bakar, Shloshes Alafim, and 3,000 Bakar. Bakar, what do you mean? The Karan Pesach can't be from Bakar, can't be from cattle. So the Mefarshim explain here, this is talking about the Shalmi Chagiga. There was a Shlam, and the Gemara talks about a Chagiga that went with the Karan Pesach, because the Karan Pesach had to be eaten al Hasova, had to be eaten as one becomes satiated. And therefore, let's say you had a lot of people in the family, and not so much of the Karan Pesach, so you'd become almost full with the bakar, and then one would eat the seh afterwards, the kezayis, as one becomes full. Doesn't mean after one's full. That's an achila gasa. Achila gasa, as we've said, I think recently in the shir, achila gasa is not a lechachila eating, and there's some even types of achila gasas that are not called eating. So, but that was the bakar here. Shlosh alafim elam rechosh hamelech, he gave all of this from his own to be able to allow everyone to be able to partake. V'saravel nedava la'am lakonim alviyim heirimu chilkiyo zachariah v'chiel negide beis elokim. All of his officers also, lakonim, nasu, lapsachim, they also gave many animals, alpayim v'sheshmeos, v'kananya, v'kanyahu, ushmayo, nesana, lechav, they all gave from their own. Heirimu alviyim lapsachim, chameshas alafim, v'tikon ho'avoda, v'yamdu akonim al'amdam alviyim al'chosim kimitzvas ha'melach. And the avoda was done. Everything was perfect. Vayishchadu haPasach, they shechted the Karman Pesach. Vayizruku haKohanim miAdam v'Halavim mashita, and the Kohanim did the zrika. Right? What the dia could be that the right shechita kshira bizarre. That's why it says Vayishchadu haPasach. Whoever shechted it, even the Bialim couldn't have shechted it. But Kabbalah and and the zrika is done by the kohen. Valavim mafshitim, lavim were mafshit, because you don't need a kohen to skin the animal. Vayasiru ha'ola l'sitam, and they took off what was going to be burned on the mizbeach. L'sitam l'mifagos l'vayahos l'vadei ha'am, to give the rest of the meat to the people, to have for their seder. L'akriv l'ashem ka'kasa b'sefer Moshe, fachein la'bakar. Vayavashlu ha'pesach, and then they cooked the pesach ba'esh, in fire. So this obviously does not mean cooking in water. Bishul often means cooking in water. Korban Pesach had to be roasted. All Mefarshim say that's what it means here. Vayavashlu sometimes means tzli. We just translate it usually as bishul, but sometimes it means tzli. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here, in his commentary on Navi, says that bishul always just means the finishing process. Right? We say fruit. How did fruit become ripe? The language is bishul haperos. Hivshilu ashkloseha anavim. The end of Bereshis. That's what Bishul always means. Lehis Pashal means to become mature. Mature. And Tzli is Mashma, just the beginning. Machu Ben Drusoy, the Gemara Mishnah in Beitza. Behema Musukenis, Lo Yishchot Elam Kein Yeshos, Bayom Lechomenot Kazayis, Tzli. Right, Tzli. So Tzli means an earlier part of the process, and Bishul is a later part of the process. Right, and that's why, but we know the halacha is that a Korban Pesach has to be roasted. There's a fascinating comment. You know, top 10 Ravid in his comment. We know the Ravid is always very strong against the Rambam. But there, the Mitzvah Machlokes is about, do you take the you have to roast the Korban Pesach whole. As we know, so the Rambam says, in Yud Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Kisha Adam Ochel Es HaPesach, Chotech HaBasar VaOchel. When you eat the Korban Pesach, you start eating V'chotech HaAtzamos Min HaPerek, U'mefarken HaMrotzit, and then you start separating the bones. U'ksheyagia L'Gid HaNashe, and when you get up to the Gid HaNashe, sounds like you roasted it with the Gid HaNashe in there. You take it out, you put it with the other gidim, right? You put it away. You don't do nikui like you usually do. You get it out before you roast it. You don't do that here. You roast it whole. You roast it whole. And the Ravid can't believe his ears. The Ravid says, "B'chayi roshi ein iser gadol mizeh." What kind of terrible? That's treif. Ain't, there's no greater iser. You're going to roast the Korban Pesach with the ganasha, and the fat is going to be mefapeya. V'im shamno, v'im tarba detute masni, v'im krumo shevarosh. That Korban Pesach is treif, says the Ravid. V'im ezke, says the Ravid. V'im ezke v'ocho Pesach. If I'm zochet to eat the Korban Pesach, v'yavi lefana kazeh, and they'll bring me one of the Rambam's Pesachs, hayti chov to b'karka lefana, that I would take it, I'd throw it on the floor in front of his feet. That's terrible. That's terrible. The Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Lomar, Shalom Al Adas Rabbeinu Mati Lislosu Mchelev HaAser Min HaTorah. Elam Gidon, not Chelev, right? The Chelev that's Aser Daraisa. No, it's Dafka the Gidon Ashe, because the Gidon Ashe, the Gemara says, is like wood and it's hard and it doesn't give off taste. Shein Begidah Beno Sein Tam V'Shimno Shein Bo Iser Elis Yisrael Kedoshim Nagu Bo Iser. There's a minug, so by Pesach Lo Nagu, because we didn't want to cut anything off. We didn't want to cut anything off, so he moderates the Rambam somewhat against the Ravid's attack. But that's the Rambam and the Ravid in Yud Aleph. Okay, so we continue. So they're roasting the Korban Pesach and they cook it in the siros and the dvadim and the tzalechos. They have all of the kelim. Vayaritzu l'cho b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Gimel, they get it quickly out to b'nei Yisrael. V'yachar echinu lehem l'kohanim, ki akonim b'nei Aaron b'halos, holo l'cholom adalayla, after everything's prepared. V'alavim echinu lehem l'kohanim b'nei Aaron. They get everything prepared. V'amishorim b'nei Asaf, and all the singers are there. Asaf, Heman, Yudusun, v'ashorim l'shar v'ashar, ein lehem l'sur mi'alad avodasam. Achem halavim hechinu lahem. Everything is done. They give it to the Israelim, and now the Levim are quickly trying to allow the Kohanim to do the avoda and get a prayer for the Kohanim, because everybody has to eat Korban Pesach. Right? It's different than other karbanos. The Beis Halevi has a tshuva about this. All other karbanos, the mitzvah is for them to be eaten. While when it comes to the Korban Pesach, a mitzvah to eat. Every Jew has to eat the Kizayis L'Korban Pesach. It's to eat, not for it to be eaten. And there are nafkaminas between the two. So, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Nimsoam is a Pesach V'yisahi. There's Chag HaMatzos Shivas Yamin, Pasuk Yitzayin. They have Pesach. V'lo Nasa Pesach Kamo B'Yisrael Mimei Shmuel HaNavi. Wow. There hasn't been a Pesach like this since the days of Shmuel HaNavi. And the parallel Pasuk in Malachim since the days of the Shoftim. And all the Mefarshim struggle. What does that mean? From the days of Shmuel. What, David HaMelech didn't have Korban Pesach? And Shlomo. So the Mefarish here, Shnikra Rashi. The Bavari says, oh, maybe it means the Achdus. because it's been so many years since they've had two. There was a Pesach up north, but you have Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. So he quotes the whole, maybe that's true, and Yirmiyahu just brought the Shratim back, and that's why they have it. But the Mefarish says, and what are the days of David and Shlomo? Before the Malchus split? So I don't understand that. So he says, I like the Pshad. There was never a Pesach like this where the king gave so many donations, and the other officers gave so many donations to help people bring the Karan Pesach. Others say maybe there was never a Pesach like this that had to do with tshuva. Either way, this is a different pshat about exactly what this means. There was never a Pesach like this. And then we have the last section of the Perek, the tragic section, where Yoshio hears that Necho, he's called Necho, Melech Mitzrayim is coming to fight him. Vayetze likraso Yoshio, Yoshio goes to fight him. Right? If you look in the Gemara in Tainis, the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chav Beis, quotes that he darshan the Pasuk inappropriately. The Pasuk says that a sword, the bracha in Bechukosai, is v'cher v'osavar bar'tzachem. A sword won't pass through your land. So Yoshio thought that the Am was on such a high level that even a cherev of Shalom wouldn't pass through. And he thought he has a right to go, even if there's a country, that an Am that's going through his land, he's allowed to stop them. He didn't realize that the Am wasn't on such a great level. Remember we mentioned, and the Gemara and the Chazal noted, that they had Avodah Zarah on the back of their doors, and they were hiding it from him. But either way, he goes out, and we know, as the Pesukim describe here, he is killed, and he's has many, many swords in him. And the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Elam Alachim Leimar, Mali Valach, the king says, don't fight me. Chadal Lachem Elohim Asher Amivel Al Yashchisecha. Yeshio didn't listen. V'lo Sham Al Debrei Nachomi Pi Elohim, V'yavoli Lachem Bebikat Megiddo. V'yura Yorim, the sword, they shot arrows, and the king was hit, and it's Haviruni Ki Echlesi Ma'od, and he was killed, and they brought him back, and they buried. The Gemara says that Yirmiyahu Navi, as he was dying, he's mumbling something, and he put his ear right next to him. He wants to hear if he's like being moreed, and he says, Sadiku Hashem kipiu marisi. I realize that I made a mistake, and that's why he says, Ruach HaPenu Mashiach Hashem. That's the pasuk in Eicha, Perek Dalid, which Chazal say was written by Yirmiyahu as a kina, as a hesped for Yoshiyahu, who was killed. Yirmiyahu knew this was the last chance to prevent the korban, but that's what happened. That's what happened at the end of the parak. Yirmiyahu is mekonein, vayomer kol asharim, and he says, veinim lachok al Yisrael, and they put it as a chok. What does a chok mean? The Mefari says, a chok that whenever you mourn any other tragedy, like Tisha B'Av, you mourn this. And that's why we have on Yoshio, we have a whole kina about Yoshio, and we have a parak in Eicha about Yoshio, and the rest of the words of Yoshio and all of his happenings are written in the Sefer Malchi Yisrael, the Yehuda. This takes us through Perek Lamed Hey, one more shir, for the Shem Perek Lamed Vav.